I want to start off the second half with a quick question, right? What is a patient worth to you, right? So average lifetime of a patient is about 7 years, you know, and according to the ADA, an average patient spends anywhere between, you know, $650 a year. So with these different metrics, you know, a new patient will generate at least $4,500 in revenue in their lifetime with the practice. So why am I saying this? Well, because we need to understand how important patients are to your overall practice, your revenue, not just new patients, guys, existing patients as well. How are you catering to your existing patients and also bringing in new patients? Because obviously, you know, the law of numbers, patients are going to leave, you need to replace them with new patients. But what's happening currently, your current patients are what you need to be focusing on to bring them back into the practice, because guess what? They're worth a lot of money. A new patient obviously is worth just as much, but you need to have a two-prong approach when it comes to your overall approach to your patients. So very, very important, guys. The patient perception, it's changed. It's changed. And the fact that it's changed, we need to change as well. So the new expectations, guys, is very simple, right? Patients are going to have this new expectation about COVID-19. They want to know if you're ready. They want to know, what changes have you made? Do patients feel safe with your practice? Do you have all the resources to address these new expectations? And just to give you guys an example, one expectation is, hey, I'm not ready to come back, but guess what? I am an existing patient. I am part of your patient base, but if I'm not ready to come back, how can you as a practice cater to my expectation, which is I'm not comfortable seeing you. I'm not comfortable coming outside of my house. I still want to stay quarantined, but hey, there's still a lot of services that you guys can help them with. And that kind of ties into the technology. Your practice needs to be equipped with the right technology to give them the best experience possible. Cater to their new expectations. At the end of the day, guys, it is all about patient experience. It is all about taking care of your patient. And if your patient expectations are changing, you have to change with that. The number one thing that we tell our clients is, number one, understand what your patients are looking for in marketing and with just your current patients. What are they looking for? Do they want to go to a doctor that's not prepared? Do they want to go to a doctor that is prepared? Do they want to go to a doctor that has all the right resources intact? That's the number one key. So because of those new expectations, the number one thing that's on the forefront of everybody's mind is the telemed. This is very important, and this kind of addresses one of the questions Mr. Grover had, is what about telemedicine? What about teledentistry? Is this effective? Is this going to work? Well, guys, yes, it is, because these new expectations that your patients have, you need to equip yourself with telemed. Take emergency consultations immediately online. Quite possibly the biggest impact of COVID-19 is to practice social distancing. More and more patients will still need to exercise this. So guess what? To cater to that new expectation, to cater to that new demographic of patients that you have, use telemedicine to engage with your patients. Very, very important. The reason why we tell this to our client is because your patient demographics are changing. You have your cleaning patients, you have your extraction patients, you have your implant patients, but guess what, guys? You're also going to have your virtual consultation patients or your telemed patients. This is the number one request that we are seeing, not just at it, but the entire dentistry as a whole. The dental landscape is changing, and the number one thing that is patients are requesting is, do you have telemedicine? Can I see you virtually? And that's where the technology comes into place. Having the right technology to address the new expectations is going to skyrocket your practice. And if you're not, then guess what, guys? You're going to be losing out on a lot of patients because everybody else is going to do that. This is the new norm. I'm going to give you an example. When you have a patient, new patient, cleaning, exam, x-ray, all that stuff, that was the norm. And with that norm, you had certain protocols in place, you had certain processes in place, you had a way to speak with these type of patients, you had a way to convert these type of patients, you had a way to remind them, you had all of your reminders set, all of those things. That's one demographic. What we're doing right now, guys, is we're adding a brand new type of patient, which is virtual consult, which is telemed patients. That means your practice needs to create a new process and new protocol for telemed patients. We have to create a new schedule for them. We have to integrate that schedule within your practice management. We have to create reminders for them. We have to send out specific recalls for them as well. So all of these different processes and protocols all have to be in place whenever you want to roll out something like telemedicine. And telemedicine is just the beginning, because now more and more patients, if they feel comfortable, then what you need to do is you need to take that step. You need to take your technology to the next level, because with telemedicine, there's going to be a lot of other challenges that come in. Just like when a new patient comes in for a cleaning, and when a new patient comes in for exam and x-ray, you have certain challenges for that type of patient. The same challenges you're going to have with virtual consultations and telemedicine. So with telemedicine, not only do you need it, you need to have a very systematic approach to implementing this in your practice. It's not just, hey, my receptionist, go ahead and take it. No, it involves yourself as the doctor. It involves your front desk. It involves your technology. It involves your practice management system. All of these things have to be in sync to properly implement telemedicine. And you need to use technology so that way you're able to get these patients to come in. So practices, use your practice's two-way texting feature to send virtual consultations to your patients to join. So very simple, you know, a lot of practices already have this where they have the two-way texting, the reminders, confirmations, which is awesome. Integrate the telemedicine with that, guys. That's going to make your life so much easier, because as you know, these patients that are reluctant to come into the practice, that's okay. Send them a text message. Hey, this is Dr. K. I'm actually your dentist that you've been seeing. I'm so happy to know that you're doing well. I know that you have some questions and I know that you're kind of still reluctant to come in. Hey, go ahead and follow this link and let's go ahead and join me for a quick 30-minute virtual consultation and session. So that way I can answer all your questions. I can see what's happening and go from there. When that happens, guess what? They're going to feel a lot more comfortable. And then what you do, it creates an opportunity for you to bring in those into the practice. Now, with telemedicine, just like I mentioned, there needs to be more technology with it. Like I said, you're going to integrate this with your two-way texting feature. You also need to integrate it with your other softwares. That way, when you have these telemedicine patients, you need to have consent forms. You need to have all of these different things filled out. The next technology that's very critical that is going to tell you guys how important these specific concepts are is your online patient forms. So when you roll out telemedicine, obviously the patient's not coming in. The patient's not coming into the office. So how do you capture that patient? How do you get their consent to see? How do you get their records? How do you get all of these different things? Well, guess what? With online patient forms, you can. So online patient forms, like I mentioned, guys, with virtual consultations, that's the new type of patient. That's a new service that you guys are going to start implementing in your practice. So with that new service, you need to have a process in place to accommodate that new type of patient. And one of the processes that that needs to happen is your forms. So before you have a virtual consultation, you need to have some sort of a consent saying the patient is consenting to have to be seen by the doctor XYZ, or if they're a new patient, or if you need to know more about their medical history, new patient forms. All of these things need to be in place before you see them virtually, because guess what, they're not coming into the practice to fill out these forms. They can't. So if they're not allowed to leave the house, if they're not able to leave their house, and if your practice is not physically open, everything needs to be digitized. So not only are you going to start implementing telemedicine, but your online patient forms needs to be integrated with your system as well. We have to modernize the patient experience with integrated patient forms. Patients will need to check in, fill out the forms remotely, whether it's consent, whether it's new patient, medical history. These are all different examples of what you can send your patients before they either come in or before they sign up for the virtual consultation. It cuts wait times, less patients in your office as they practice social distancing measures. Very important, guys. I'm going to go back to this. What I have been saying this entire presentation is your patient's expectations are changing. One of them is practicing social distancing. So even if they don't do a virtual consultation and they want to come in physically, guess what? You can't have a lot of patients waiting in your practice. You need to regulate amount of patients that are coming in. One of the ways that you can regulate that is you can have all of these forms filled out before they come in, so that way they're not waiting. That way there's not a lot of patients, there's not a lot of people in your waiting room, and you can bring in patients seamlessly and start seeing them systematically through this process. And this is very important, because with patient forms, you create the form, whatever form you need, right? And you want to make sure that you can integrate this not only with your virtual consultation, but you can also integrate this with your practice's two-way texting feature. Because guess what? As soon as you book the appointment for a virtual consultation, just like when a patient books for a cleaning or teeth whitening or new patient, they get an automatic text that reminds them. The same concept needs to be applied for virtual consultations. But now, not only are you confirming these patients, but you also have to have patient forms filled out before the virtual consultation. So you need to add that layer to your practice's two-way texting feature. Very important. So not only are you confirming, but you need to add the link to fill out these forms within your confirmations, within your recalls, and within your two-way texting feature. Very important. Like I said, guys, it just makes we have to create a new process, new protocol, new way of doing things because of what's happening. And this not only addresses the patient, but it also brings in and it meets their expectation of not coming to the practice, of exercising social distancing measures. And you can tap into that demographic of patients that just don't feel comfortable to leave their house. Guess what? That's okay, because I can do everything remotely and I can see you remotely, and you're still going to be part of my practice. Because guess what? Once COVID is done, once all this is behind us, this is all going to help you not only efficiently run your practice, but also efficiently see patients and give them a better overall experience. Patients' expectations are changing. They don't want to have to wait in line. They don't want to come in and fill out forms. If you can do it beforehand and they come in and they see the doctor immediately, or they see the hygienist immediately, that just gives them a better overall experience. That's why it's so important to have all this technology in sync whenever you want to roll out this new expectation and to cater to these new expectations. Online scheduling. Guys, this is so important. I cannot stress this more, because guess what? Now that COVID is here and COVID is happening, there's so many patients in your practice, in your system, that needs to be rescheduled, that, you know, are have canceled or you had to cancel, that those patients are essentially your low-hanging fruit. Those are the patients that need to come back, and those are the patients that can fill up your calendar the week or the month that you're planning to come back. Those are the first type of patients that you need to go after. So online scheduling, update your practice's scheduling software with all of the relevant services they're looking for. Guys, remember, the relevant services are changing. Patients are not coming in for cleanings anymore. They're not coming in for, you know, exams or whatever the case may be. They're coming in for specific type of treatments, whether it's extraction, whether it's emergency dentist, all of those things. Your scheduling software, your calendar needs to be updated for all of those different services. And because you're adding a new service, which is virtual consultations, that also needs to be added to your calendar. That also needs to be added to your scheduling software. Because when patients see that they don't even have to leave their house and there's virtual consultations available for me, guess what? If I'm a patient, I'm gonna probably book that appointment. And if I can book that appointment online and do everything through the comfort of my own home, guess what? It's a win-win situation for me. So your scheduling software needs to be updated. Your scheduling process needs to be easy and simple, and you need to have existing patients rebook with you through your softwares. This is so important. So now the technology is use your practice's two-way texting feature to schedule existing and new patients. So the same thing, guys, creating a new process, creating new protocols in place. So that way you have a list of all of your patients that need to be recalled. Send them a text message and send them a link to book an appointment. Send them a link to go to your website and schedule date and times. So that way you're not spending most of your time scheduling. You can spend most of your time doing what matters most, and that's tending to your patients, and that's patient care, patient consultations, etc. So with online scheduling, this is a tool that a lot of practices already have in place. You just need to adjust it to the new normal, the new expectations. And with online scheduling, it's going to make your life a lot easier. And having virtual consultations, those not only need to be added onto your scheduling software, but they also need to be added onto your practice management system. And it also needs to mention on your website. Like I said, guys, everything needs to be on the same page. If virtual consultations is something that you need to do, have that on your website. Create a page, create a landing page, do something so that way it promotes it. Have a post on your social media, create an ad that talks about your new virtual consultations. And when they click on those ads, they're directed to schedule. And once they schedule, your texting feature is going to send them patient consent forms. It's a full cycle, guys. And those processes need to be in place way before you decide to open up and way before patients start to come out of their shell. So like I said, guys, very important. This is something that I tell my clients. This is something that I always stress with not only existing patients, but I stress this with new patients. Because even before COVID, even before all this happened, your patients' expectations were already changing. Things are shifting towards online. Things are shifting towards digital. This is what patients are looking for. So having the scheduling software synced to your new technology and your new virtual consultations just makes your life so much easier, and it makes everything go by a lot easier in terms of the patient experience, and of course in terms of the overall practice and how it runs. The next thing is implementing something that most practices have, but now, like I mentioned, it needs to change. So your practice engagement, this is so important because, like I said, the new expectations are changing. This is so critical because when communicating with your patients, as you start to open back up, it's imperative to start texting your patients and what your plan is to reopen. Patients right now are, they have nothing but time, guys. They are either working from home, they're spending more time at home, they're spending more time on social media, they're in front of their phones. I mean, hours and hours of the day. So why not use this time to not only educate your patients, but give them updates. Tell them that, hey, we're still here. Tell them that, hey, if you have an emergency, I'm here to help you. I'm open for emergency. You need to update your recalls. You need to update your reminders, your confirmations, and of course, use the two-way texting feature. So this is something that a lot of my practices, a lot of our practices, and a lot of practices in general need to understand. So with practice engagement, specifically texting, there's about 3 to 4 different modules that most practices use. It's the two-way texting feature where there's no automation. They literally text the patient from your practice management system or your practice platform. A lot of practices use different companies, whatever platform you guys use. That's a two-way texting feature. Definitely use that, especially because now patients have more time. Text them, how are you doing? What's going on? This is our plan of action. This is what we're doing to help you. It gives them that custom feel. Then you have a module called your reminders, right? So as patients are scheduling appointments, your reminders need to go out. And this where it kind of ties into what we were talking about earlier is if you're adding a new type of service, which is virtual consultations, you need to manipulate and change and your reminders to have that, to cater to that new type of service, which is the virtual consultations. So not only do you have to add the virtual consultations to your practice management, but because you've added a new service, your reminders, your confirmation, and your recalls also need to be in sync with that new service. And you also need to do a quick audit of all of the other relevant services that are in your practice. Do you have the reminders in place for emergency dental, emergency patients? Do you have the reminders in place for extractions or tooth pain or root canals or all of these services that are you're doing? Do you have the confirmations? Do you have the reminders? And of course, do you have the recalls? The recalls are going to be your best friend because all of your patients are going to be considered recall patients at this point. All of your existing patients need to be recalled. And now because there's new services and because there's new systems and processes in place in your practice, you have to update your practice's engagement platform. You have to update the reminders, the recalls, and of course the confirmations. Then what you have to do is you have to integrate the two things that we talked about, the patient consent, the online forms, add that link to all of your reminders, all of your confirmation, and all of your recalls. So that way they can immediately fill out consent forms for virtual consultations or medical history, update anything that they need to update, add that to your scheduled reminders. The next thing is you have to close the deal. Not only do you have to recall them, but you have to close the deal. What does that mean? You have to convert them. They have to actually book an appointment. That was what I mean to close the deal. Because now you probably have hundreds, if not thousands of patients that have canceled and you've canceled. Those hundreds and thousands of patients need to be recalled. And as you recall them, they need to be converted as a booked patient on your calendar so that way your practice engagement tool or software can do the rest of the work. But you can't do that if they're not converted into a booked appointment. How do you do that? It's very simple, guys. We kind of talked about it earlier. Integrate your scheduler, integrate a link to schedule those appointments, to put them on the calendar. I always tell this to my clients is you need cheeks in the seats. I love that saying because if you can't get cheeks in your seats, you're not converting patients. The first step to get those cheeks in your seats is the recall, and it's to book the appointment. And if you don't have that technology in place to schedule the patients, either, you know, through your website or through a link, it has to be in place now, because now more than ever, you need it. Because before, you may have, you know, 100, maybe 200 recalls. Now, guys, every patient is going to be a recall. Every patient needs to come back. Every patient needs to schedule an appointment and book on the calendar. So it's so important to understand that, and it's so important to implement that into your recalls. The scheduling, the online forms, and the new services, which is virtual consultations, and the updated services as well. So that's very important, guys. And of course, the next thing is, with the practice engagement, is when you're using these technologies, when you're using all of these things, it's so important to understand what is working and what is not working, right? So we essentially talked about a lot of different things today. Number one, we talked about the marketing landscape. Number two, we talked about the technology, how to integrate the technology. The next thing that, which is very important, is, you know, understanding what is happening with your existing patients and your new patients. How much revenue am I bringing in from all of these different processes and systems that I have in place? So it's very important to understand not only revenue, but it's also important to understand different conversions. And what I mean by that is, if existing patients are coming in, how many of them are actually converting? If new patients are booking, how many of them are actually converting? And when I mean by conversion, I mean they show up to their appointment, right? So there's two different demographics that are very important. It's the existing and it's the new. And you need to have metrics, advanced metrics in place to really understand these things. And I like to tell my clients that one of the things that you need to understand is, if you're not able to measure anything, if you're not able to measure success, you can't grow. So what metric are you using to measure your success, right? One of the things that we tell our clients and that we really stress about is having advanced metrics in place. This is very important because this ties everything together, from your marketing, from your technology, everything. So with everything that's happening, you need to know how effective is your marketing and technology efforts are performing. Understand exactly where all of your patients are coming from, new and existing. And where is your money being spent? If you're investing, you know, a couple of hundred dollars, a couple of thousand dollars in all this technology, is this technology actually doing its job? If you're spending $2,000-$3,000 a month in marketing, are my marketing campaigns doing what I set out to do, right? With advanced metrics in place, you can understand those things. You need to understand those things. So a lot of times when we tell our clients, whenever you're doing marketing, whenever you have existing patients, when you have, you know, patients that you're recalling, now is the most important time to understand these high-end advanced metrics, because a couple of things. Number one, like I mentioned, you have your new patients and then you have your existing patients. So understanding how many new patients are coming in and how many existing patients are coming in. With what happened with COVID, all of your patients that are scheduled are essentially existing patients. You need to bring them back in. Now with COVID, what are you doing to attract more patients? So with different metrics in place, you're able to really understand those different things. So the technology, what technology do you need in place to address these new expectations? So now, right now, it's no longer patient expectations, it's your new expectations. What are your expectations moving forward? What do you need to do now that you're opening up again, you're ramping up your practice, you're seeing patients, you're doing, you know, marketing or whatever the case may be? What are you doing to address these things? So you need to have these metrics in place. You need to use high-end call tracking analytics to review how many calls are coming into the office. You need to know which ones are being converted and which ones are not being converted. You need to understand how many new patients are booking versus how many existing patients are booking. And you also need to know how much revenue are new patients bringing in versus how many existing patients are bringing in. Now, these are some examples of metrics that are in place, but using technology to really hone in on those different analytics is going to really show you how your practice is performing and how your practice will be performing based on numbers and analytics, right? I know we talked a lot about marketing. We talked about the technology. Now we want to talk about the numbers. Guys, the success is in your numbers, right? Understand how much money is your practice making with advanced metrics and tracking is instrumental to your practice growth and just efficiently running your practice. You cannot improve what you cannot measure. This is very important because if you're not able to measure how many new patients are coming into my practice versus how many existing patients are coming into my practice, you can't improve your new patient count. And I don't mean by simple, you know, analytics and simple metrics. I'm actually talking about, you know, bookings. I'm actually talking about website traffic, website bookings. I'm actually talking about how many calls are being generated through your website, through your marketing, through your Facebook. And out of those calls that are being generated, are these new patients or are these existing patients? Then on top of that, guys, out of the new patient calls, how many of these calls are being converted into booked appointments? Remember, guys, the beauty is behind the numbers. You need to know these numbers. You need to have these advanced metrics in place. Then, out of these new patients that have booked an appointment, how many of them are converting into paying patients? The same concept is understanding how many calls you're getting into your practice, how many of these calls are existing patients? Now, out of these existing patients, how many of them are booking to reschedule? And out of these rescheduled existing patients, how many of them are adding revenue to their current revenue bucket? So these metrics are so important to understand, because if you don't understand these metrics, then you can spend all this money on new technology. You can spend all this money on marketing. You can understand, you know, virtual consultations and patient forums and social media strategies and all of those things. But if you don't understand the numbers behind your new patient count, your existing patient count, then honestly speaking, you're not able to improve and grow your practice on a much more efficient level. Very, very important, because this is where you take your practice to the next level. I know with everything that's happening with COVID right now, we have to take about 5 steps back to take 1 step forward. But guys, we are not anticipating this to happen forever. This is your livelihood. This is your business. This is your baby. You need to take care of it. So post-COVID, once everything starts going back to normal, these are certain numbers. These are certain questions that you need to know the answers to, so that way you can start growing your practice. Right now, guys, it's about staying afloat. But when the time comes, taking your practice to the next level can only be done if you truly understand where you're lacking and where you need to improve. If your new calls, if you're getting 100 new calls a month and your receptionist or your front desk or your office is only converting 10% of those 100 new calls, then you need to understand, how do I get that 10 to 20? Because I can just double my new patient influx if I just know how to handle conversations better. If I know how to pick up the phone, if I know how to address, if I can close the deal and book these patients. Then you pair that with the technology and you can send out the reminders, you can send out the confirmations, you can send out the scheduling. The money is in the calls, guys. So understanding the call volumes, understanding these metrics, you're going to really take your practice to the next level and understand all of the metrics that are in place to really help you guys succeed and to help you guys understand all of the different changes for your practice. So guys, that is definitely very important. And that essentially kind of concludes the presentation.